schools in session. This is Recruiting Daily's Sourcing School Podcast. Real talk about recruiting, sourcing, and cyber sleuthing. Hot takes on sourcing tools, recruiting tech, and anything we want to talk about.
With no filter.
It's time to level up and put your sourcing pants on. Here's your dudes, Ryan Leary and Brian Fink.
Sourcing School, where we're going to source and we're going to get schooled. And speaking of getting schooled, we are joined by Matt Baxter, who is coming at us from Wedge, which does give you a competitive edge when it comes to video interviewing. I guess that's as salesy as I'm going to get, Matt. But we've got a lot of things to talk about today. Like, you know, my big question to maybe kick it off is, how are candidates reacting to video interviewing? I just wonder, wait a minute, I didn't even introduce Ryan, my co-host Ryan Leary, yeah, everybody. No. Yeah, okay. So
yeah, I'm not important here.
Oh, okay. All right. So Matt, welcome to the big show. Welcome to the program. What's going on?
What's happening? It's good to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm excited about this. I think I'm the one that's going to get schooled in this sourcing school. So I'm just happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So Matt and I connected, it feels like forever ago.
Yeah, it feels like 4 or 5 years ago. It's been a while.
It's back day. I think you were just starting with Wedge at the time, right? And here we are today. So you've had some explosive growth you were talking about over the last year. So I want to learn a bit about that. And then we could jump right into the video interviewing. I know Fink's got a ton of hate on video interviewing.
I don't have a ton of hate. Just like there's this company called Lighthouse Research that revealed that 49% of candidates say a video interview helps them stand out in the hiring process. I want to know how that makes for a better candidate experience.
Yeah. So I'll give my bit and feel free at any point to just dive, ask any questions, shred it apart, whatever you want to do. But so when we first launched Wedge, one of the things that we were really pitching early on was this idea of candidates get a one take wonder to record. So question pops up, they get one shot to record, and that's that. Lessons learned, that was actually terrible and a horrible experience. And also for the most part, like very not job applicable, right? So most jobs rarely ever require somebody to be like quick-witted, right on the first 30-second elevator pitch. It's perfect. They're ready to rock and roll, done. My role, maybe you guys with podcasts, but like me, I'm pitching investors, I'm pitching partners. So maybe that applies to me. But for majority of candidates, that's actually a really, really bad experience. And so one of the features we launched that was like heavy, heavy focused on the candidate experience bit was entirely making the idea of retakes and allowing retakes to happen for candidates. Because most of the time in jobs, like actually on the job performance, you don't have a one take wonder situation. You have, oh, let's work on this Excel sheet. And if you mess up, you fix it. Oh, let's put together this, whatever type of, job you're doing, you actually get multiple takes or multiple opportunities to go through it. So in the interview process, let's allow candidates to have the same thing. And so through that, what we learned and what we just found is a much, much better experience for candidates. Candidates have actually unsolicited reach out and said how good of a process they had. Started with the whole concept of retakes, and that was major value you had to start. The other one, and then I'll let you guys kind of, we can touch on both of this, but the other thing just in general, this is more on the tech side, is we don't require candidates to download an app to record a video interview. And correct me if I'm wrong, but to the best of my knowledge, we're the only platform in the market that does that. And the premise is twofold. Number one, it allows a greater technology. Everybody has a smartphone. We can reach a much greater span with just internet connection without the complication of actually having to download an app that candidates are never going to use twice. And so that's become just a huge value add as well, to keep that candidate experience much better rather than downloading an app you're never going to use more than once. And so I guess two things on the candidate experience side. Number one would be the retakes that we've seen a lot of success with. And then additionally to that, like, screw making candidates download apps. That's a headache. You guys don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Candidates don't want to do that. So
I think that's critical. I think when someone's got to download an app to do something that's temporary, it's a major pain in the ass. I'm just not a fan of it. So I like that you guys are doing that. I do have a question though. So obviously 2020 was a killer year for video interviewing if done right. And so the question I have is this: what are the features outside of the two that you just mentioned, but what are the two or three features that you feel candidates are looking for during the process of video interviewing to make their experience that much better?
What are the question is, what are the two features that you think candidates are looking for?
Yeah. I think, you know, we often hear around, oh man, I got a video interview. Oh, I got to get ready. I got to get on camera. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, you've given them the opportunity to do retakes, which I think is fantastic. That's a genius move. But what else is there that's really going to separate one platform from another?
Yeah. So this sounds like just very simple and kind of a duh, but I think it's just got to work. And I know that's like probably the most obvious statement to make, but video in general just gets complicated. I mean, we've learned both the good and bad of Zoom, and everybody's on mute all the time and blah, blah, blah. And so if you can make a platform that's like just works and is seamless for the candidate, that if they take a retake, it's not because the tech broke, it's because they had a bad answer, they didn't like their answer, whatever it may be. Making it very, very smooth and simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. And that's something that, like, as a core product feature to us, we have made that like remarkably important, is both on the company side and on the candidate side, it's got to be very, very easy. So as detailed as like, when you get an invite, can you send text, invite candidates by text, by email? If it's by email, how complicated is it for them to find the link to click on? How often are links get lost? So we spend just a ton of energy on our side, and this doesn't directly answer your question, but we just spend a ton of energy and resources on our side to make the candidate side just very, very easy, and then it works. And then I think kind of specifically to your point, I think one feature, I mean, the retakes is huge, but then I also think kind of what I first started touching on is like, how quickly can they actually get to recording, right? So whether it's assessments, how many different steps and hoops and jumps and logins do you have to deal with just to take the bloody assessment and be done with it, or the background check and be done with it, or the video interview and be done with it? We are a step, a part of the hiring process. We're not the whole hiring process. And the whole idea is simply so that we can, you know, make it an easy process for candidates. So hopefully that's helpful.
Matt, different idea here for you is, yeah, like, you know, people like put a lot of pressure on making the perfect resume and making a good impression that way. Do you think the resume should be replaced by people doing like a 15-minute or a 25-minute pitch on YouTube or on their LinkedIn profile?
Yeah. So I don't think we're there yet. Because I don't think we're totally there yet to get rid of the resume. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love to. Like, dream is to say that the resume is no longer part of the hiring process, but I don't think we're necessarily ready to completely eliminate it, because like, I think there's a combination of recording a video resume, or, you know, 15-minute bit or 5-minute bit on YouTube that you have, or, you know, through Wedge or whatever it is, paired with your LinkedIn profile. I think that's a really, really nice package to present yourself early on to determine whether you as a candidate are worth kind of going through the next stages or not. Where I do think there is some value in resumes is specifically for like certifications, niche, or like painting a picture of, I guess, for the candidate to paint a picture of all that they've done. I personally think you can do a lot of that through video. In fact, almost all of it. But it allows people who are maybe not showmen to, or showwomen to, also have a fair fight in the game as well too. But personally, I think rather than video replacing resumes, I think LinkedIn has replaced resumes, in my opinion. We're not there yet, but that's kind of where I'm going with it.
All this talk about painting things, I just think about Ryan Leary painting a picture of a resume. That's kind of where my head went for a minute.
I have zero skills, zero artistic skills, brother. I will say,
he's a color by number kind of guy. I could tell.
I'm a color by number guy. I will say, I agree with you, Matt. LinkedIn, I believe, has replaced the resume at this point. You know, so Brian, you mentioned video replacing the resume. I don't know where I fall on that. You know, it's you've seen a lot of these viral videos of people in that they're using video as a resume. They get a job and it's a big, you know, it's a good feel story. But at what point does 30 million people throw a video resume together, that video doesn't really mean much anymore. It just becomes the next resume at this point. You know, there's a lot of, Yeah. And I think there's a lot of barriers there, right? So as a recruiter, you're going to have to sit with, I mean, if you're in a bullpen and you've got 20 recruiters sitting there, right? Assuming you're in an office at that point, you're going to have to wear headphones all day to listen to the video, to the resume. It's just, I mean, it completely is going to kill the culture, in my opinion, anyway, of the office with 20, 30 recruiters with headphones on all day and no one's talking to each other. You're going to get tired of watching the video. Then you're going to have to buy blue light glasses and everyone's going to complain about their eyes hurting and this and that. Right. And then, I don't know. I mean, you can go down a rabbit hole in this. I don't think it's there. Ladies and gentlemen,
my next guest, Ryan Leary, the futurist.
I'm negative on it.
Speaking of the Dogecoin, I'm buying long and blue light glasses if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So, we were having a conversation about cryptocurrency beforehand, which actually, yeah.
I still cannot believe you dropped 15K on Dogecoin, Fink. That is insane.
All right. And so I'm really glad that my wife does not listen to this program.
She's talking loud in the background. She could not hear that.
my mother does, but my wife doesn't. So that's a good thing. So that's positive.
You'll be a billionaire next week.
Yeah, I know. Right. Right. I'll GameStop this. That's me trying to turn that into a verb. With this idea of watching videos of interviews, but also video resumes, Matt, what kind of training needs to go into that to eliminate bias? I'm just thinking about like all the things that we kind of talked about before everybody came into the conversation. We were talking about Dogecoin. We were talking about Black Lives Matter. And I'm just kind of curious, how do we eliminate biases in the hiring process when people are going to be looking at individuals or listening to their answers and processing that through various lenses?
It's 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when Wedge was an idea in a napkin, my background was in landscaping and lawn care. And little did I know that I was going to be immediately hit with how to answer this question. And at first I was like intimidated by it. I'm like, wow, this is a doozy. And I'm going to, do something to shove my foot in my mouth and answer it incorrectly. But I've realized this is like one of my favorite topics, actually, is the conversation around how does video not only be, you know, shift the conversation from being a liability, a part of the bias and discrimination conversation, to actually an asset to encourage diversity in the hiring process. So where I would hold firm on is specifically the concept of asynchronous. And so Wedge, as a company, that's our product. We're an asynchronous video interview. So just brief definition, the difference between asynchronous and synchronous is Zoom is synchronous. We are all talking to each other at the same time. Whereas asynchronous is one way. I send you a set of questions. You respond on your own time. I review on your own time. The reason that distinction is important when it comes to the conversation around bias and discrimination is that asynchronous video, you're all of a sudden allowed to collaborate with other people on your team. You're all of a sudden allowed to take a video and rewatch it. You're allowed to take a video and send it to other people, part of your team, to equally review it as well. That becomes important not only for the benefits of having multiple stakeholders or multiple individual people review it, but also additionally, it becomes really valuable when it comes to now you're increasing the amount of people who are looking at a video. Therefore, we're working on actually releasing data around this. You actually can decrease bias and discrimination because there's more people other than just one individual looking at it. With traditional phone screens, it's typically one individual talking to one person, then it's notes, and then those notes are taken and shared. I may have my own set of bias and I'm limited by those bias. And then I take those notes and I can't ever go back and rewatch, you know, or re-listen to that phone screen. Whereas an asynchronous video, you can go back and rewatch it. You can share it with other people, get multiple takes. And so multiple takes in the sense of you can get multiple people's interpretation of the video. The three of us, Ryan and Brian, may look, we may see something totally different on a video or think totally different about a person. That inherently naturally decreases bias and discrimination. Now, companies may have inherent overall company bias or overall company, they may aim in one way, shape, or form. That's a different conversation. But as far as majority of discrimination bits come from one person having some form of a bias against one other individual in that form of communication. Asynchronous can help that because you can all of a sudden invite other people into the conversation. Plus, it's a system of record. So all that to say, I hope that helps, but that's something we've taken a lot of pride and conversation around. It's like, I don't want to be a company that helps companies discriminate. I don't want to be let's shut it down. I don't want that at all. I actually want to be a platform that helps companies hire the best talent, hire diverse workforces. And I believe that asynchronous is a wonderful way to do that.
That's Matt. That's awesome. Like usually we try to wrap things up on a high note. And I want to say that, like, I think that was a really powerful answer, especially to explain, you know, how this not only helps the organization, but also how it helps the individual, providing that kind of distinct advantage over people who are quote unquote professional interviewers, you know, that's what they do. Is there anything that we haven't touched on in the short time that we've been talking about that you really think that we should have asked you about, or maybe that we should have asked you about Wedge? You know, I know you don't want to get pitchy, but is there anything in video interviewing that you think that we kind of skimmed over in our brief time together that is really important, is just as important as that answer you gave?
Yeah. I mean, first off, thanks for saying that. Secondly, I hope other video interviewing companies succeed, because to me, it's a product that I feel needs to be a staple part of the hiring process. And so I'm not somebody who says, if we're the only company that can do it, screw everybody else. No, I want other companies to succeed. I personally am biased, and I think we're the best out there and we're growing. But at the same time, I want others to succeed. But I want, as an industry, we make video interviewing accessible and easy to do. And that's something, Wedge, we take pride and focus on, because I think the industry 10 years ago got a lot of bad rap because the tech was out of date, it was clunky, and it was really hard to use, and therefore people got turned off by it. I get that. When stuff doesn't work or it's clunky, you know, it's frustrating. Of course, you're not going to spend a lot of time. And so as an industry, I want video to not be a clunky, time-wasted tech bit that just sucks. I want it to be a platform that's easy. Anybody can do it. You don't need a, you know, computer science background to understand how to use. I want, you know, the most technologically inept person to be able to do a video interview. And that's something we've just really focused on. And I hope others in the industry in general do as well. And that applies with assessments, that applies with background checks, that applies with, you know, applying for a job on Indeed, whatever it may be. And so ultimately, I probably took that a whole different direction. We could probably do another podcast just on that alone.
I was gonna say that, like, you brought something up in that, in your answer, is that, you know, I'm just wondering, like, how people who, you know, when you're interviewing for neurodiversity, or, you know, what challenges this video interviewing poses, especially with an untrained interviewer. But this is definitely something like, hey man, Matt, you know, will you come back? Will you spend some more time with us? Will you explore this future with, you know, Ryan painting pictures?
Absolutely. Would love to. Only if we're talking Dogecoin though.
Oh man, that means it's over.
You've been listening to the Recruiting Live Podcast by Recruiting Daily. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.